is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Networks.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. This is Erin Green sitting in for Mr. Newry. Today is Wednesday, the 30th of October, 2024, and Halloween is one day away. Mr. Newry can't be in studio with us this morning, but we have a Halloween show planned for today, because tomorrow is Halloween, and so I got some Bahamian music for a Halloween playlist. I want to do an open line show today. I'm going to read through some of the articles in the paper today, the news yesterday. I apologize for my absence. We're going to play some Bahamian music. We're going to talk some Bahamian ghost stories. I'd love for you guys to call in and tell us your Bahamian ghost stories. I love the tradition every year. I want somebody call in who was there, who know that the tree was dancing in the house by Collins Avenue long time ago. It's ghost story time. Producer, play a song for me, any song on the list you want to play. I started my show this morning, my show with Exuma's Mama Lie, Papa Lie. And Exuma has a whole lot of music that could fit into this theme. But while I was looking for music, I found this thing. How many people or how many of Exuma's songs have been covered by other people? Like the impact that Exuma's work has had on the world, right? And a wider creative community. A couple of years ago, we the whole Bahamas celebrated when Exuma, the Obeah man, was featured in the horror movie Nope by Jordan Peele. And Peele essentially said that Exuma's work inspired the movie, inspired parts of the movie, were a big part of bringing that idea to fruition. And so we started the show, my show, with Exuma, Mama Lai, Papa Lai. Producer, played that song by Vietnam. There's a cover of Mama Lai, Papa Lai by a group called Vietnam. The numbers to call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners, and the text line, powered as always by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Also, if you know where the trick-or-treating taking place tomorrow, let us know. Send me a text. Give me a call. It's not for me. It's for the parents. It's for the people who want their kids to have a special moment, to feel like a part of the country, all the other little kids. This is Mama Lai, Papa Lai by a group called Vietnam. It's a cover of Exuma's song, original.
Zombie hidden, lost his soul. Yeah, 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 yeah. Zombie hidden, ever get old.
here in the how much they revere Exuma and his work, just in that opening part of that performance, right? So, oh, we got a caller on the live phone line, and I'm going to read these ghost stories. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, hi, good morning.
Yeah. I'm not calling about those things what you're talking about. I'm calling about something else. I am a person who has disability.
Okay.
I had a stroke about in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go back into the hospital and about 2 months ago.
Okay.
Two heart attacks.
Okay.
I want to know what, because I hear you talk about what it is, Halloween and all that stuff don't matter to me. But I have to find $125 for some pills. That's only one, because
uh-huh.
I got like almost 10 of them to take.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you all to start discussing things like that. What is irrelevant to the Bahamian? What need every day? If I don't have the money, or my family don't have the money, I can't get that pill.
Okay, so sir.
And that really is important to me. I never let my children, and I have seven of them, never let them go for Halloween because I don't know this country like that anymore.
You feel it's unsafe?
I'm taking that chance.
Okay.
And I'm feeling it because there's too much murder, too much killing, too much this, too much that. And people, your neighbors don't even like you no more. So I know where you're getting all this from. People need to go to Halloween. That isn't really important to a small man like me who have to go to the food store and have to budget $50 for vegetables, $50 for the regular canned goods, $50 for the meat.
Okay, I feel you. So first things first, are you, sir? Are you?
It means what I hear you ought to be talking about. What the human people really interested in?
Okay, good, sir. Let's start here. Okay, I can start by giving you something. Are you signed up to the National Prescription Program?
Yes.
Okay.
Some of the pills that they are not on. That is not on.
Okay.
That program. Okay, I know that.
Okay, that's good. So you listened to the conversation I had in the first hour with the with Senator Barry Griffin from the Trade Commission discussing a program that is directed at reducing the costs of goods, and in one instance for pharmacies.
Oh, believe me. If I don't get this government out by myself, this is going to be one of the reasons why I am not voting for this government. Because if you put Watt back on medication, then you don't like me. If you put Watt back on the regular food basket item, which an egg is now $6.28 on the carton, you really don't like me.
Where are you buying eggs?
What you mean? You want to show you some pictures?
No, see, what I'm saying is I buy local eggs, right? And I expect my local eggs to cost me anywhere from $4 if I'm very, very lucky, like they have a surplus and they need to get rid of them, to $6, right? But that's for local eggs.
I don't know where that is.
Gladstone Road Market.
But believe me, $6.28. I can send you pictures. What I say now, I can send you pictures even my medication then. The cheapest one is $25.
So let me ask you a question. Are you aware? What is needed is an advocacy group to advocate on behalf of people in your position. And I'm just going to presume senior citizen, possibly retired, on a limited income with medical issues, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate your frustration. I spent the first hour on a heavy, thorough topic. I wanted to talk about Halloween, and I'm glad that I did the show because your contribution is what I also want and expect. I appreciate you saying you don't feel that we have the time to discuss these things. A lot of people are saying the same thing. Like the pace at which the government governs, right, is not matching the pace at which people's lives are evolving. The government is not responding in sufficient time to the issues that arise in the lives of ordinary people. And even the systems that they are implementing, like the idea we talked about in the first hour, is a good idea, but it is only effective if it can be implemented at the pace required to, quote unquote, save as many people as possible.
Okay.
So, no, I want you to know, even though you come in your little sour my ride a little bit, I ain't mad at you.
I'm angry.
I know.
I'm watching out of a semi right now because I never miss.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith Bell was speaking now for about an hour talking foolishness.
He's doing that again?
Things with people, even I am interested in my medication. I am interested in the food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in things that I need. I have to pay like everybody else. And these bills are out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need the foolishness. Like he get up in the house and try to make dramatic every time that he get up.
Yeah.
I want to hear him speak about the things that people really need every day of their life. The things, medication.
Yes, sir.
I could say some things, but that hospital when I was in there, it'll make you voice out the tears.
Yes, sir.
Getting food, it was making me sick. Yeah? But it was making me sick. People don't realize what really, or unless they probably don't want to speak up. But people need to speak up.
Yes, sir.
Country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. See, because you don't know it, but that's you start the show with the ending of the show, which is for many Bahamians, every day is a horror story. Every day is a new page in a book unread. We don't know what we're going to face on the next page of the book. We don't understand the language in the book. Those who put the words in the book don't explain it to us. For many people, every day is like a horror story. And to sit back and hear the country progressing and people talking about initiatives, but in your real experience, you cannot feel the touch of government. You can't feel their work. You don't realize the products of their policies. And that is what thousands and thousands of Bahamians are living with. I could tell you all kind of Bahamian horror story about living in this country, about how I was being stalked and the only response I got from the police was, but Telco determined the threat was not sufficient investigation. Then this could go on and on and on, sir. I don't want to diminish what it is you've expressed today. Again, the lines are open. The lines are open. I want to talk a bit of Halloween. I want to talk a bit of what's in the news. For instance, this headline in The Guardian, a decade needed for case backlog. I can't believe these people say these things out loud. PM says trying over 170 murder cases will take time. I'm glad you said that as opposed to saying that's why we have the plea deal, because you know we can't try all of them, so we're going to have to plea some of these out. I'm glad you didn't say that. Maybe you did, and I just need to read further into the article. And so let's start reading. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis said yesterday the number of accused murderers out on bail is, quote, overwhelming, close quotes. To whom? Adding that it would likely take almost a decade for those cases to move through the legal system. He said his administration is looking at ways to speed up criminal trials. Davis spoke a day after three men were shot dead in Fox Hill. Commissioner of Police Clayton Fernandez said the intended target who was on bail for murder was not shot. I just want to ask, why y'all said that? Why y'all said that? It's the third time now. It's the third time. Why y'all keep saying that? Fernando also revealed that 178 men are on bail for murder and spoke about the potential retaliation that could be connected to those suspects. quote, that's an overwhelming statistic of 170 persons out on bail for murder, and that's only what's already in the system, close quotes, said Davis when asked to respond to Fernandez's statement. Quote, every so often more added to that number. The system can only accommodate so many. These trials are taking more than 2 and 3 months. So if you have 170 trials that are outstanding, what does that mean? It means that you have to pick up the pace of adjudication. That's all it means. All it means is you have to pick up the pace of adjudication. You have to cause and compel those concerned to discipline themselves, to govern themselves, and to operate in a manner that causes the court system to move as efficiently and effectively as possible. Because you're the boss. Because you're in charge. You have to look at your peers, your colleagues, equals among equals, yeah? You have to look at them and figure out how to convince, conjure, evoke, compel, coerce, trick, mamagwai them into governing themselves and doing what they know they ought to do when they know they ought to do it. That's it. That's all you have to do. Quote, how many months? That's almost 10 years to clean it up. So we're looking at initiatives to try to respond to the fact that trials are not happening quick enough and the courts are overwhelmed. Quote, we have added more judges to the system. We have removed the necessity for jury trials. No, you haven't removed the necessity for jury trials. You have created an option. I'm not sure you'll understand what the necessity for jury trials means. We have done some things to try to rein in again, Again, change takes but we think at the end of the day, we will beat this scourge, close quotes. What is a scourge? While I read, somebody please text me a definition of what is a scourge. Regarding Monday's mass shooting, Davis said the incident appeared to be a retaliation. Why is Davis saying that? Adding that these kinds of crimes are, quote, worrisome, close quotes, and, quote, challenging, close quotes, to prevent. Quote, it is worrisome and very challenging when we're dealing with retaliatory incidents, and these are the preliminary results of what the police are indicating is that these are retaliatory killings, close quotes, he said on the sideline of an event. Quote, and whenever it's retaliatory, it's very challenging to prevent. Saturation patrol is out there. A number of these areas and persons are being disrupted, yet still, they find a way to exact what they want, and it's very troubling. Quote, the time has come for us to find ways of resetting the minds of our young people, and that has been a challenge, close quotes. This story is a bit extensive. I am concerned about everything that I've read. I don't believe that Saturation Patrol is out there because we're not enforcing traffic controls. I just don't believe it. You have been to Mackey Street and Shirley Street lately, recently? Any day in the last 3 years? Saturation Patrol, if officers are conducting mobile patrols with their windows up, and the AC on, they can't hear anything. I know they can't see anything because they ain't looking. Another text, good morning. Like the caller, some of us, not at that age, we don't have that a kind of income. The text is saying, Ms. Green, many of us, some at that age and not quite at that age, we just don't have the kind of income to deal with the challenges and the health challenges that we're now facing. Oh, I feel you, Texter. I understand. You know, you want to know what a horror story is? I know many thousands of us. Many of y'all just never expected that the Bahamas would ever be in this place, that your life would ever be stuck in the way that it is. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Man, everything blessed up.
Good.
Aaron, these fellas got to be NASCAR drivers or Indianapolis 500 drivers or something, like the Daytona Beach drivers or something. Because the officer of the police, the inspector, say the ex-statutory patrol, like you said, the commissioner was in the area. You ever seen the commissioner there in a walkabout? 10 trucks strong. Man, I don't tell them can't go to Step Street, man. What would they take? Step Street only go right over there to Johnson Road and on the eastern end, down there by the tire shop, by where the fella buried his wife under the stairs, where the building was down there. Yeah? One or two little corners going north and south. I mean, how, if there was a commissioner in the area and statutory patrol, how they get out of that area?
I don't know.
Boy, they must be NASCAR driver or something, but they could drive. Boy, if they're in the area, they hear one of them shots. Three high-powered weapon, and the inspector said they only but a block away. Also, boy, hey, them fellas could drive. The police need to hire them to drive when they change their life and turn straight, man. We need to hire them, because them fellas could drive, son. I ain't how to get a diarrhea yet with all them police truck and everything. All right, Eric. Have a nice day.
Absolutely. Perhaps you presuming that they drove out. I just saying that that's maybe where we're making a mistake, but I don't know nothing about that. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we lost you, caller. See, what perturbs me about these few paragraphs here is that I have not heard anything that suggests a solution. I've not heard anything that suggests that they are thinking about a real solution, right? The only thing I've heard in this article is about young people and having to, you know, here it is, quote, "The time has come for us to find ways of resetting the minds of our young people, and that has been a challenge," close quotes. Let me tell you, the time has come and gone. The time has come and gone. And let me tell you why, sir, Prime Minister Brave Davis. In your tenure now as Prime Minister over the last 3+ years, I have not once heard you reference the symptoms, the consequences, the impact of the drug era. I've not once heard you reference in your policy presentation the efforts and policies that you have put in place to identify and produce solutions for the issues raised by the drug era. You cannot blame young people for this problem. See, that's why I wanted to know the definition. I want somebody to send me the definition of a scourge, right? Because a scourge don't sound like things young people has produced. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Miss Green, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Miss Green. I really wanted to catch a guest in the previous hour because I wanted to ask him on 2 questions, but it was sad to hear the gentleman talking about the medication and different things. That shouldn't even be in this country. Individuals like him should have the best health care, et cetera, because not only is it supposed to be free, you know, but it's a right, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's sad, and that's something that shouldn't be in this country that's supposed to be so wealthy,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Because Cuba takes really good care, have really good health care system. I mean, A1, where people from the so-called first world even go down there for treatment and things, right? And they poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so close, how come we couldn't duplicate that here? How come we couldn't have that where we educating the local people who so smart to be doctors, and then they could be looking over? We could have doctors all over the place, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was so sad. But another thing, too, that's troubling is that the court system, you know what I mean? We have been for years and years and years, we have been hearing about the backlog and how slow the wheels of justice turns in this country, right?
Mm-hmm.
But over the years, it seems as if it's getting worse and worse, Ms. Green. You know the kind of, things like that is really troubling. You consider how a country is supposed to run and the things that are supposed to be considered necessary and different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about policy. You said some of policy, and that's what I wanted to ask. And who was on in your previous hour? I wanted to ask him. You said he's the head of that.
No. So the Senator Barry Griffin, he is the deputy chair of the Bahamas Trade Commission, and also of the National Trade Diversification Program. Diversification Committee, I think it is, or Facilitation Committee.
Okay, because I mean, I've noticed a lot of committees and bureaus and different things, committees and bureaus popping up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to ask him is, where did they get the policy unit or whatever it is that he's a part of? Where did the policy come from?
When you say that, you mean which administration first brought the policy to the table, or is there a white paper that we could access?
When you say white paper, the white paper is like who? Like the original concept or the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's what they say. That's been the first idea.
Yeah. I was wondering if it's like Oika, you know, because Oika is something big down here, but they brought in someone to write the policy and the regulations and different stuff for Oika, you see? You know, so okay. I was wondering if this thing that he was a part of
is being modeled after another similar program in another jurisdiction.
And not only that, but whereas it's linked to the internet, but like if I could go to Jamaica and find the very same thing that they're trying to put in place here with the very same protocols.
Right? Is it a CARICOM initiative?
Or bigger than CARICOM?
Okay.
More, you know what I mean? More international, like UN type thing, like you know what I mean? Where one world having the same policy type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering about it too, Ms. Green, because I'm not. If we sign certain food production and food trade and all these different stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out, because I mean I have a concept of what's supposed to be coming. So I'm trying to figure out, like, could it be a time where, like, you know, we sign all these agreements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we are forced to only import certain products within the system, they run the system, right? Like, you know, kind of behind the scenes.
Right, so you're concerned about the system being used to control people in a way that it was not intended or it was not first presented.
And whereas you have individuals who producing certain foods because they want to market for their foods, their GMO foods, their genetically modified foods and all kind of different stuff, but right? They want to market for that and it's growing.
The response to that is to shore up your local agencies and not just your local, like your state agencies, then you decide that this issue is so important that you're going to invest in the creation and maintenance of an organization whose job it is to ensure that the quality standards that are set are the highest and also that they are being followed, right? And that the policies are being enforced before things are imported or received or accepted in the country.
You mean from a government perspective? You mean?
No, I'm saying from a private sector. Okay,
that's kind of tricky, Ms. Green.
No, it's not tricky because what you do is the same thing that they do in the States. You create an NGO or a civil society organization, right? Organization is to follow the work of the Bureau of Standards. Right, and the BASFA, the Food and Safety Organization, and your job is as an NGO, as a civil society organization, to provide a kind of oversight. And even though you can't go into the quality standards building and sit down in their meetings and participate, what you do is you lobby for legislation that requires, mandates that the work of those organizations is published and published in real time so that your organization can have access to it in the time necessary to advocate effectively.
I mean that would be good, Ms. Green, in an ideal society. I mean that sounds very good. I mean it'll even be better.
This ain't an ideal society? This is an ideal society to start.
Who's ideal society?
This is a perfect place to start right now.
The the Bahamas is an ideal society?
Yeah.
To produce that kind of logistics?
Yes. Man, look here. These big them could organize every cooler fete and get wet party. They could organize us and rush out and get drunk out.
They could do that.
They could, look here, they organize anything they want to organize. The question is, are we prepared to do the work of governing ourselves?
Yeah, see, I mean, I see, and that's why that whole thing with those committee things, Ms. Green, it bothers me, because then what it does, in my opinion, is that each and every one that's being created and introduced in the country, we lose an ability to govern ourselves.
No, what it means is that you, every time you see a new committee created that identifies for you a new space that requires attention, and either you expand the work of your existing CSO, civil society organization, or you create a new one. And then what you do, like for instance, the thing that I said that I would like to continue the conversation with the Trade Commission about is the involvement of civil society. I'm going to the International Trade Organization, and I'm going to find out if there is funding available from the global space, right? That funding for projects that align with the work that I'm trying to do in the Bahamas. And then I'm going to go to CARICOM, and I'm going to identify all of the trade agencies from CARICOM and various governments, and all of the trade-related NGOs and organizations throughout the CARICOM territories. And
you're going to do what, like, Ms. Grant?
What I'm saying is, if I'm serious about ensuring that this trade diversification program yields only positive results for Bahamians, I'm going to spend time talking and raising the issues that you raise that are of concern, but I'm going to spend more time trying to find fancies that are related to this topic, and I know that my government is talking to see if there's funding available to start an NGO. And then I'm going to tell the International Trade Organization, while we at it, why you don't, like, cajole my government to provide an earmark funding for NGOs or for programs that provide access to information for NGOs. So part of the work will be highlighting these issues that are far grander that you and I can deconstruct or disrupt, but moving towards creating a space where we can eventually actually disrupt them if we don't like them.
Yeah, I mean, cause I was about to say that too. I was about to say, for me, it'll be easy to try and say, just say no to that. You know, try to get the people to just say no to that, as opposed to trying to build some type of defense mechanism.
You really?
Some
okay.
Some oversight.
I feel you. Caller.
Try and oversight them, you know?
I got another caller on the line. I got to go.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Oh, man, absolutely. But I want to tell you that it'll probably be easier to organize and create effective NGOs than it would be to get the sufficient amount of Bahamians in the street to tell the government no. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. We coming. Good morning. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, everybody, you know, as it relates to healthcare, you know, we know they don't care, but some information the public need to be enlightened on, because I'm frightened. So this awareness need to be heightened. Now, the thing is, when it comes to healthcare, right, that's like the food that we put into our mouths, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 60, and I'm realizing a lot of mistakes I made, I would hate for the young people to make. But when I hear you guys talking about trade commissions, et cetera, et cetera, I don't know if you have read the book, Natural Cures They Don't Want You to Know About, written by Kevin Trudeau. I read it from about 2000, so it's about 1,000 pages, right? It discusses the complicity of the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, et cetera, et cetera. So with all of these entities in place in a first world country like America, yet still we have poisons reaching our shores, and we have anti-nutrients in products, right? Because we know the refined foods, in order to be for shelf life, they take out the fiber. So we're looking at, the only thing I'm sorry about is really I wish, in science, I'm realizing that I really would have liked to have mastered food and nutrition science up to the highest level, because as I understand food now, we are being poisoned because of our ignorance. And it's a simple factor, because food is the source of life. So I would like for everyone who could hear the sound of my voice to just Google two words, acrylamide and glycation.
Spell that.
A-C-R-Y-L-A-M-I-D-E.
Okay.
Right? And we know about glycation, which relates to glucose. It's very simple. G-L-Y-C-A-T-I-O-N, glycation.
Okay.
So glycation simply means when fat, when sugar binds to protein and fats and cause a lot of metabolic follows. I don't need to get into the molecular events, but now that we the time that we eat also plays an important role in our body's health.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know about the circadian rhythm, everybody knows about it.
Must eat when the sun is up.
Yes, but also when you sleep, when your body's resting and you are going through the digestive processes and channeling energy everywhere else, that causes glycation because of excess glucose. We know the nerve damage that is done because of excess sugar in the body. So we will have a field day with sickness in a minute because you have people drinking soda, eating rice, drinking bare sugar, but everything is sugar.
French fries.
Yeah, and also the liquor store. So you have this fatty liver syndrome, a friend of mine. But what I'm saying is, sugar is the biggest culprit. So we have to make people aware of the detrimental effects of sugar, whether it be any type of sugar, but you know, mostly the refined sugar that is granulated, and the absorption rate, they're cheating with the absorption rate because refined sugar is granulated, hence the high absorption rate in the villi, which increases the absorption rate.
Thank you.
By powder and all chemicals are granulated. But all sugars are dangerous. So in learning about the monk fruit and stevia, natural sugar, it's sugar-free, but it is a sweetener. So when you read up on it, you'll find out that it's actually safer. It has no effect as a sugary effect, like neurological damages, et cetera, and causing dysfunction in the microbial cells, or some people call it
microglia. Thank you, 52. So, I got another caller on the line.
Yeah, bless it, yeah.
Thank you. Let's go to the next caller. But, sugar is the biggest culprit. I remember when we were told that salts was the bad guy. It's like Scooby-Doo at the end of the episode when they revealed the monster, who the monster really is, and they took the mask off of salt, and it turned out it was sugar. Good morning, caller.
Hi. I would just like to remind the Bahamas that children need to play. They hardly have any space, and playtime is an important part of learning in any species, and we're the only ones falling short. We will always have adult problems. Halloween is for children, and what we need to do is allow our children to enjoy the Halloween that we enjoyed as children by coming together as communities to make it as safe as possible by giving them fruits and candy that's not loaded with bad sugar and encouraging them to be children. As far as Tony McKay is concerned, Anthony Jones is on Cat Island. He was one of the members of the Old Bear Man, okay? And maybe you can reach out to him.
Okay.
And he can give you some tidbits.
All right.
But Halloween is for children. Let's let our children live, please.
Absolutely. Please. Producer, play that song by Eddie Minnis. From I see the song called Tarzan and Robin Hood. I didn't even listen to it yet. I say, this got to be about Halloween. I show it about Halloween, because some of Eddie Minnis' songs seem simple at the beginning, like you know exactly what you're talking about, and then it turns out you don't.
Civilization lost in Africa on their safari vacation, with plenty of food and all the water they want. The fools forget they mouthwash and deodorant. Now they got body odor high as the sky. Any lion come near, good lord, him bound to die. They open their mouth, raise up their arm, they fix him good. Better than Tarzan or Robin Hood. Now Tiger and Lion and every other
started at Christchurch Cathedral. The Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival is happening on George Street this Saturday, November 2nd. It's a day packed with fun for the whole family, celebrating the birth of the city of Nassau.
From delicious local food vendors to the vibrant songs of Chum Canoe Parade, plus live performances by the Defense Force Band, the Police Pop Band, we've got something for everyone. Explore Nassau's rich history with walking tours.
And don't miss your chance to win big in our exciting raffle.
Mark your calendar. It all happens Saturday, November the 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
at the Christchurch Cathedral Street Festival. Nassau starts here. So see you there.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I saw one drunken man the other night. Lord, it was drunk and high as a kite. The roof and the head was bald. I saw a drunken man the other night.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newey. I'd like to say thank you to this texter. The definition of scourge: a person or thing that causes great trouble or suffering. As used in a sentence, quote, this is from the texter, the New Day government is a, quote, scourge, close quotes, on the Bahamas. Now, like I said, I'm sure it felt like the government is, it feels like they're trying to distance themselves, create distance between them and the problem and whoever's supposed to be responsible for solving the problem. The young people can't be discouraged. I think it's now time that we take seriously the need to interrogate deeply and discuss widely, to acknowledge, to hold the impact, the consequences of the drug era. Because I think that we think that they're gone, that don't have nothing to do with what we're dealing with today. And I think it has everything to do with what we're dealing with today. But it is a horror story for me to see this headline, a decade needed for case backlog, and then to hear the way that the prime minister approaches it as if it has nothing to do with them. We just highlighting it for you, and then to suggest that the young people are the problem by saying, quote, the time has come for us to find ways of resetting the minds of our young people, and that has been a challenge. Well, who set their minds in the first place? It's time to reset the minds of the old people before they entrench any further that which has taken root in the young people. That's how the math maths. That's how it works out. Older people raise younger people. Younger people are not raised in the vacuum. And respect and acknowledgement for their successes and refuse to acknowledge they exist when it comes to their failures, their downfalls. Producer, play another song. Play Prince Charles and his Royal Cats, Devil Woman. I really appreciated the commentary from the caller that reminded us that children deserve to play. They need to play. It is a part of their development, and we continue to focus only on ourselves. Now, as adults, it is our job to create a space for children and take care of the things that need to be taken care of for the country as a whole, for our families, for our communities, and for ourselves. That's what we're supposed to be doing at this point in time. Now, the gentleman that called, I want to say to him in the wider audience that I understand and I appreciate his perspective and insertion in the conversation. I appreciate why he engaged the way. It's our job, younger people, we have to create spaces both for the young who are vulnerable and the old who are vulnerable. That's the great task. See, because in doing that, we are preparing our own way into the future. We are showing the world how we want to be treated when we are no longer able to take care of ourselves. Everything we're experiencing, these are the consequences of our own actions. But to suggest that it's young people who are the problem and have to change, well, sir, let's be very careful, because what if the young people change, catch sense, and realize that it's us, old heads, stuck in our snobbish, stuck-up, insulated, hyper-individualistic ways that need changing? What if they decide that? And what if they wait until we are so vulnerable that there's nothing that we could do about it, in the same way that supermajorities do? Play the song from the producer. This song is called Devil Woman by Prince Charles and his Royal Cats. And then after that, play the song by Nina Simone, so the people could ask me why I have Nina Simone on my Bahamian Halloween playlist.
About it, I told her about the great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, but Mary took me back again. She said I could have my freedom, be free forevermore. But I don't want to be, I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, don't bother me. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone, I want to go home. Like the dark wind, like the wind that brings high tide, you bring sorrow and grief. But you're lonely, I'm trapped no more by your charms. I don't wanna be, no, I don't want to be one, but let go of my arms.
This is Dambala by Nina Simone. She decided to cover this track by Exuma. So we're going to end the show at this point. Mr. Neary, I hope your mission was successful. I hope when I see you again, there's nothing but Halloween candy. Bahamas, let's continue to hold space for one another. And always remember that while we are celebrating, someone may be commiserating. Someone may be struggling with a future that they don't know how to face. They don't know what they're going to do next. That's why we have to practice empathy, compassion, gentleness, kindness, create space for other people. That's all it is. Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow on the Clock with Aaron Green. This is Dambala, covered by Nina Simone, originally by Exuma, the Obeah Man.
On the seventh day, God will be there, on the seventh night, Satan will be there, on the seventh day. God will appear on the seventh night.